BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday's podcast, including a new Instagram game. We get your reactions to the Monty the Penguin advert. You've been recording them on your phone. And Chris's mate has been using a new tactic to make him look more attractive to the ladies.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Bruno Mars, Grenade on BBC Radio 1. I forgot how much I like that. And the script, No Good and Goodbye.
I think you forget how good Bruno Mars is, though. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't read that much about Bruno Mars out and about. Not like other celebrities. He doesn't seem to sort of...
You don't really see him, do you?
He doesn't really go to many... Oh, no, he obviously goes to award things. Do you know what I mean? You don't really read about him in gossip magazines.
You don't.
Gossip magazines. I don't read gossip magazines either. I don't know what I'm trying to get at here.
You're talking yourself into a cul-de-sac there, mate. Remember I stole his dinner once by mistake?
Yes.
It's awkward. It was a real nice chicken dinner as well. Mm. I deprived him of it, but he could probably got enough money to afford a new one.
Wasn't that the Brits?
Yes. That was Bruno Mars and Grenade on Radio 1. It's Friday, can't you tell?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What did you do last night, please?
Do you know what? It was my girlfriend's birthday, so we kind of organised a few drinks.
I did tweet a happy birthday.
Yeah. Cheers for coming. You didn't come.
I know.
You didn't pop in.
I was busy.
But you were invited. But I did manage to invite a couple of my own friends.
Oh, wow.
Which was a real interesting meeting. Because
this is quite new, isn't it? Well, I mean, I know that your girlfriend knows your friends, but would they normally come along to one of her, like a birthday?
No. Well, this is the first time that my girlfriend's friends, which are, you know, a lovely group of girls, have met my friends, you know?
It's a meeting of minds, that.
And it's all fine because it was early... You know, early in the evening when they met, so not, you know, they hadn't had too many drinks, that kind of thing. It was all fine.
Do you find that you have different groups of friends for different things?
Yeah.
And sometimes when they meet, it doesn't always go well.
I don't like it. I know it's something that stresses you out.
A little bit.
You don't like surprise parties, do you?
No.
For that reason, because there's too many people.
They're all going to meet. And they're all nice in their own way. But it's the worry of will they actually get on all together? Do you know what I mean?
People stay at work. Yeah. Home friends, that kind of thing. Anyway, I brought along two of my guys, Chango the Beast and Chazza D. They're to kind of represent my friends. You've met them both. Lovely guys, but, you know, kind of get quite leery as the evening goes on. But Chango the Beast did an interesting thing last night. I've never seen him do this before. And he did it in front of everyone that was there, even though he hadn't really met everyone yet.
Mm.
So he waited until it got really quiet. Until there was this quiet moment in the night. So everyone was sort of sitting around talking. And he stood up and he handed my girlfriend a card, a birthday card.
What?
Right? Which I know doesn't sound
That's not like him, though.
No, it's so unlike him.
And he's not the kind of person to ever buy a card for anyone.
Well, this is it. None of my friends have ever gone out with a birthday card for people's birthdays. It's just not what we would do. Anyway,
so Chango the Beast gives your girlfriend a birthday card and says happy birthday.
Happy, but stands up. Rhea, I've got you a birthday card. Says it in front of absolutely everyone.
Right.
Right? And then I asked him why he did this when he sat back down. Turns out he'd been on Facebook, seen everyone that was turning up at this thing, saw that there was loads of girls going. So he's bought a birthday card just to try and impress them all.
Oh, my God. What, to make him look like...
To make him look
cool
amazing.
Guy.
Yes.
What, so he'd pre-looked at who was going on Facebook?
Yeah.
So he's kind of, like, pre-selected.
He knew their names before he got in.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, really weird. And then he bought this card as a kind of, I don't know, like apparatus on a night out to try and impress this group of girls.
He's bringing apparatus.
He is, yeah.
That's so weird.
It's weird, but...
Hang on, but did he admit to you that that was why he'd done it?
He did admit that, yes.
Right, okay.
No, he's quite honest with me.
But only to you?
Only to me.
All right.
So maybe I shouldn't have said this.
Well, if all the girls that were there last night are listening, they will now know that it was kind of planned.
I didn't say his name, though. No. I did.
Yeah, you did. Wow. Was it a good night?
It was.
You did say his name. Excellent. All right. So just, I want to know if anyone else has done this. Like, looked up on Facebook the people that are going to be in an event. And then turned up with something just to try and impress the ladies. I'm fascinated by how primal it is.
Mm.
Me, man.
Primal.
Me, man. Me try to get woman. I buy card.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Who do you follow on Instagram? Are you not really big on Instagram?
I'm not. I've got Instagram now and I'm trying to use it more and more.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling to get into it as much as other people do. But I follow you. I don't really follow many people, just a few Radio 1 people.
I kind of vary in how good I am with it. Following Danny Howard. Also, a lot of the McFly boys, just because they're quite funny. Jameela Jamil, that's quite lol. Niall Horan, Fern Cotton, loads. Eddie Goulding is good as well.
I follow Charlie Sloth, but all he does is put pictures up of his feet.
His gigs. Oh, his feet?
Yeah, his feet and gig posters. It's really weird.
He's got a new TV show, and I saw the trail for it last night.
Did you?
It's just him going into massive houses.
Oh, I really can't wait.
Look, fam, this kitchen's got a detractable roof.
Is this the one that's called Fat Pads?
No, it's not called that now.
Oh.
I think they've had a rethink on the name. It's called quite a sensible name. I can't remember it, but it's like Nice Houses or something like that.
Oh,
it's,
what
it's,
a shame. Fat Pads was good, I thought.
Good name. Yeah. So in a minute, we're going to do an Instagram game. A bit like Who's That Tweeting, where we guess who sent the tweet. But this time, we get a man to describe some photos off Instagram from a famous, and we guess the celeb, OK? Mm.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
OK, let's do the Instagram game. This is brand new. We're going to zhush it up a bit, really. You know, like we do Who's That Tweeting? This is exactly the same, but with no tweets, just photos.
Right.
But I know you're thinking, how are photos going to work on the radio? Well, you'll hear the photos described by the voice of Instagram. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, the voice of Instagram isn't as exciting as I thought it would be.
Oh, you wait. He's got a lot more to give. Chris, we don't see the pictures either. We just get a lot of Instagram photos described and we have to work out who the celebrity is.
Okay.
All of these photos that are being described are from one celebrity. We can't name the celebrity, obviously, because that would give the game away. So instead, we're just calling them the famous.
Nice.
Here's the first description of one of their Instagram pictures. Play along at home.
The famous is eating a strawberry while looking into the camera. She seems to be enjoying it. Lo-fi filter.
I like the voice of Instagram. It sounds real.
Yeah.
Man of the people.
Okay. Eating a strawberry while looking into the camera. Maybe it could be a bit suggestive. Well, we haven't got much to go on, but I will say Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, I'm happy to go along with that.
Next clue, please.
The famous is in front of Sydney Harbour Bridge. She's dressed inappropriately for the weather in an oversized sequin-lined parka coat. The famous pairs the coat with a hairband in the shape of a duck and holds a Barbie doll riding a toy hedgehog. A Maro filter.
I'm not down with the filters on Instagram, by the way.
But I like it that we're getting them described to us, as if that's going to help us to work out who the famous is.
It means nothing to me.
Okay, so she's got weird clothes on. She's got an oversized sequin-lined parka and a hairband in the shape of a duck and a Barbie doll riding a toy hedgehog.
I'm thinking international celebrity now.
Okay, I think, because of the clothes, Nicki Minaj.
Okay, I was going to say Katy Perry, potentially.
Okay, but it's more out there, I think, than Katy Perry.
Yeah?
I don't know. Which one should we go for? Because it's a collective thing, you and me together.
All right, Nicki Minaj.
Let's go for Minaj. Next clue, please.
The famous is pictured listening to a compilation of Elvis Presley's love songs and appears to have just finished a large barbecue takeaway pizza. She's possibly not okay, hun.
Oh, no. What's wrong with her?
A large barbecue pizza. Minaj eating pizza? Do you remember when we had to go to Maidavale to interview Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
And she took her time. She
7 hours.
Yeah, she was slightly delayed. But anyway, in the boredom, I went and bought myself some chips and beans.
Yes.
I was hungry.
Like, you waited 7 hours to get the chips and beans and then timed it perfectly for when she arrived.
I got to a point where I was like, come on, guys. Like, she's blatantly not turning up. I'm having some food.
And then I heard someone go, can somebody move the chips and beans away? Nicki Minaj is coming through.
Yeah.
And you were told off. Massively.
This guy said, I'm afraid you're going to have to leave. And I was like, that's a bit overdramatic. Can we not just put the chips and beans outside and I'll come back to them later? And anyway, they were horrified by this idea because they didn't want it smelling out the corridor.
No, I actually think someone went round with air freshener as well, from what I remember. Okay, so this is someone that's just finished a large barbecue takeaway pizza. Possibly not okay, hon.
Do we stick with Nicki Minaj?
Yes, I think we do, actually.
Okay.
Okay, next description of Instagram photo, please.
It is 4 a.m. The famous is playing Super Mario All-Stars on a vintage Super Nintendo Entertainment System. No filter.
No filter needed. It's a SNES. That's huge.
What's a SNES?
It's like a real old-school gaming console. Oh, I can't imagine Nicki Minaj playing on a SNES. That's what I'm saying.
I still at 4 a.m.
At 4 a.m., I still think this is more a Katy Perry thing. She seems like a more fun girl.
It's 4 in the morning. She's had a massive barbecue takeaway pizza, listening to love songs of Elvis Presley, and playing Super Mario All-Stars. I'm concerned about her.
It's my kind of girl.
Yeah. Should we switch it, or do you want to stay with Minaj?
I don't think it's Nicki Minaj. I cannot imagine her in this situation. I'm trying to think who else it could be, though.
Do you want to change to Katy Perry?
It's more how I'd like to imagine Katy Perry being in her own time.
Okay, let's switch it then. Let's make a decision to go for Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And the final clue from Instagram.
The famous is dressed in a tight-fitting leopard print leotard and is wearing a fluorescent green deerstalker hat with a cartoon face on the front. She's straddling a large inflatable banana. Her followers seem to approve.
Right, whoever this is, I need to follow them immediately on Instagram.
This is incredible.
Who is it?
Oh, wow, where do we start with this?
Tight-fitting leopard print leotard. That could be Minaj. Green deerstalker hat, fluorescent, cartoon face on the front. Straddling a large, massive, inflatable banana. Who is it?
I mean, this does seem like a Katy Perry thing to do, surely. Oh, this is hard.
Okay, we need to come up with a final answer here from the five descriptions we've had.
Well, we've gone from Lindsay Lohan to Nicki Minaj to Katy Perry. I mean, I think it's in that sort of realm of celebrity.
Should we go for Katy Perry?
I think so. I think it's the most sensible option.
Okay. Voice of Instagram, we think you are Katy Perry.
No, I'm Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God!
Of course you are, straddling the banana.
Why didn't I think of her?
Oh, that's frustrating. We should have got that one, Mills.
That's so annoying.
That makes sense now.
I can see her right now, eating a strawberry, looking into the camera.
Yeah, yeah, playing the SNES.
In front of Sydney Harbour Bridge.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, yeah, we're just playing the Instagram game on Radio 1. Since you asked, and we just really failed at Miley Cyrus. We got descriptions of her Instagram photos, and it was blindingly obvious, but we didn't get it.
We should have got that one. I can only apologise.
Okay, so now another series of Instagram photos described by the voice of Instagram. So he's going to describe all of these photos from one famous, but who is it? First clue, please.
Jed would stand either side of the famous in a badly photoshopped image. All three gentlemen have similar quiffs.
Oh, right. So, in a badly so someone has photoshopped themselves in the middle of Jedward.
Right.
Which is an odd thing to do.
Yeah.
And considering nearly everyone on the planet has a photo with Jedward.
Yes. Okay, so they photoshopped themselves into the picture of Jedward, probably because they think they've got a similar quiff. Nick Grimshaw.
Okay.
Okay, we'll start with Grimmy, and let's move on, please.
The famous has taken a photograph of one of his bandmates who has his back to the camera and is wearing a red stonewash vest and black baseball cap. He's urinating against a wall. Sepia tone filter.
Interesting. There's a lot to go at here.
So he's in a band.
He's in a band. Also, the urinating against the wall thing, I'm immediately thinking Anthony Costa from Blue.
But he did famously do that at a cash point.
I know,
What a guy.
So shall we switch from Grimmy to Costa? This screams Costa.
You really think it's going to be Anthony Costa's Instagram?
Or it would be one of his friends putting the picture up of him urinating against the wall, wouldn't it?
Well, who are you saying then, Duncan James?
I'm happy to go Duncan James.
I don't think it is, but let's stick with that for now. Next clue, please.
The famous is sitting with an eight-month-old baby watching The Muppets on TV. His hair is dishevelled, he has heavy bags under his eyes and appears to have lost the will to live. Valencia filter.
Right, who's got an eight-month-old baby or who has borrowed one for the photo? Because I think famouses do that sometimes, to look like they care. Can I borrow your baby just for this Instagram photo, thanks? Okay, so the Muppets, dishevelled hair, heavy bags under his eyes. Maybe he's tired because he's got a baby, he's tired.
Okay.
No sleep.
I think you're right. So I think what we need to do is try find a celebrity who's had a baby within the last few months. Mm-hmm.
Frankie off the Saturdays has had a baby.
Yeah, but didn't we establish that it was a bloke?
He?
In fact, no, we it could be because
urinating against the wall.
No, because what it could be is that wouldn't be Frankie. Frankie would have taken the picture.
What, Molly weeing against the wall?
No, because it says a man, so it would have been someone else urinating against the wall. So,
but if it was to be the Saturdays, it would be Molly doing it. Just saying.
Okay, well, shall we go? Let's go Frankie then.
It's a man.
Where does it say it's a man?
His hair is dishevelled. He has heavy bags under his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what about example? Oh, no, yeah. he's about to have a baby, not had it yet.
Oh.
I don't know. Next clue.
The Famous and his five bandmates are on the cover of Fabulous magazine. He's wearing thick-rimmed glasses and his dyed blonde quiff has been preened to perfection. Although his roots are showing. No filter.
Okay, so he's in a band.
What about, is it Tom from McFly?
Oh, it could be.
Hang on, no, The Famous and his five bandmates. That's too many, isn't it?
Well, how many is in McFly?
Four in McFly.
Right.
So it says The Famous and his five bandmates. That's too many.
But he's in Busted.
Yeah. Oh!
That could be it. Yes, this could be on.
Oh, okay, right. And he has had a baby quite recently.
Well, we got it.
It's all he does on Instagram.
Okay, so
dyed blonde
McFly.
Quiff. He's got a quiff? I don't know. Let's stick with Tom from McFly, McBusted for now. Next, please.
The Famous is in his garden with a woman and a baby. He is topless and appears to be about to throw a bucket of ice water over the infant. His actions are excused by a donation to charity mentioned in the caption. No filter.
Amazing. Okay. I think it's Tom from McFly.
I do as well.
Looking at all the clues there.
Because he's quite lol on social media. Obviously, he didn't throw the ice water over the infant. It was just a charity thing. And we did talk about him yesterday on the show because he Instagrammed him watching the advert for Monty the Penguin and crying a lot.
Yeah.
So let's say Tom Fletcher off of McBusted McFly. Voice of Instagram. Are you Tom?
Yes, I am Tom from McBusted.
Yay! Yes.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, well. We got one right. Still gutted about not getting Miley Cyrus, though.
That's all good, man. We got one.
I enjoyed that. Thank you very much. Voice of Instagram.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, listen, One Direction fans. If you love them, we're going to play Ready to Run from the new album 4 at 3:40 this afternoon. So many people have pre-ordered that album in such quantity that Ready to Run is now topping the iTunes singles chart in so many countries.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. Countries maybe you've never even heard of. It's number one. Like,
God, there's a list here. There's a list here on this email, and there's hundreds.
This is just from pre-orders. Number one in Norway, Nepal, Finland, Egypt, Cyprus, Peru. Number two in Argentina and United Arab Emirates. And number eight in Burkina Faso.
Hmm.
Yeah. Number 107 in Thailand.
But I mean, it's number one generally
everywhere.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Ready to Run by One Direction because so many of you are getting this album at 3:40 today, just before Real or No Real. Hey, the Inyo Nabingo video is up from yesterday. It's doing all right. It's me and my dance partner, Joanne Clifton. I texted her later in the evening going, are you all right? She was like, yeah, I just didn't realise it was going to be that wet.
They all say that.
They do. That's what they all say the first time.
And the tricky thing is as well, is it gets to this time of year. It's all right in the summer, stepping out in the cold. And you're wet, you know?
I know.
But I feel bad now. After this game finishes, there's this horrible walk of shame, kind of shuffle towards the toilet to go get changed. But they're always still wet.
Yeah. And she didn't bring,
outside.
Didn't bring any new knickers in, which is a problem.
Did you lend?
Yeah. So me and Joanne Clifton, my dance partner from Strictly Come Dancing, on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. Here's a little excerpt for you.
Another classic now, Mills. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Brace, Joanne. It's another radio presenter.
Mm-hmm.
And another letter from a listener. This time, it's a bit of a confession about someone's wife from Simon Mayo.
Bought a couple of bottles of bottle-conditioned stout from the market for myself and went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife. Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
I love that one. That's one of my favourites. Joe was like, I don't get it. Yeah. Whatever, love. Ready on YouTube channel right now for Strictly Come Bingo with me and my dance partner. I really enjoyed playing it yesterday.
Good.
Did you enjoy presenting it?
I really enjoyed it, but I think you need to play more often.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think you need to step up slightly more.
Okay. Yeah, I'm up for it. It does. I do feel anxious before doing it, though. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, when there was a song playing just before you came up to me, you're like, so how do you do it?
Yeah.
How
What's the best it? Tips? Got any tips? Right, how do you reckon the new Lorde song's going to start? I've not heard it yet, but I reckon it's a vocal with her going.
I don't. I think she's gone a new direction. It's a Friday. We're playing it. It's going to have some kind of like banging start to it.
But they always start, no offence, Lorde, with. So should we play it? This track is Yellow Flicker Beat. You're saying it's going to be an upstart,
like,
yeah?
Banging dance tune.
Well, it's not going to be that, come on. But is it going to start with a vocal of her going...
No, it's going to start with a, like...
Okay. Like a whoosh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was right.
I'm a princess.
Same.
Cut from marble, smoother than a storm. And the scars that mark my body, they're silver and gold.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Monday, Radio 1 and Children in Need are giving a school their best day ever. We know that it's Tendring Technology College. They won. So some of us are going to Frinton-on-Sea. Alice Levine is taking the live lounge to the Assembly Hall. And there will be screams for a mystery band who are going to be taking to the stage. That's a bit of a clue. Screams for a band. Huh? Hey?
What's the clue? Huh? Sorry, I'm missing the clue.
It's a band that school kids would scream
at.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Also, me and you, we're going to have the keys to the classrooms. Yes. And we're going to be just kind of roaming around the corridors of the school. And dropping in on science and catering and performing arts. I'm not doing the crab dance.
You are.
I'm not, though.
You will be.
No.
Guarantee it.
No, I'm not, though. I haven't got the outfit.
Doesn't matter.
I told them to burn it, though.
If anyone from the school is listening, though, Scummers will be performing the crab.
I'm not a performing crab.
You are.
I'm not. You can't just wheel me out when, oh, we're going to do a crab. Can't. It was a once in a... lifetime thing.
Has any workplaces or anything tried to book you just for the crab
no,
thing, not the DJ?
Not yet. No. It's not Christmas yet. I am available, though.
You'll be doing Christmas lights. Do the crab!
Oh, do the crab! Do the crab! It's so good. Do the crab. And also, then taking us home, Greg James and Danny Howard, they will be giving Dance Anthems the school disco treatment, all in aid of BBC Children in Need. This is all happening at Tendring Technology College in Frinton-on-Sea. And it's happening on Monday. If you want to get fundraising, head over to bbc.co.uk/pudsey.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, everyone's talking about this advert. Monty the Penguin, you know the one, for that department store. And I like it that you, as requested, Chris, tried this out last night. You recorded yourself on your phone watching the advert.
Well, you told everyone to do this. You told people to set... alarms in their phone to go off and remind them.
And they've done it. We've got so many emails, which we'll go through. We'll go through some of your commentaries and reactions to the advert in a minute to see if any of you cried.
When I first saw the advert, I've got to admit, it didn't really strike me as much as previous years.
No.
I don't know why, it just didn't seem as emotional.
It's not as immediate, is it? But... Mm.
But I think it's just because I watched it in an office. And
yeah.
Maybe it's the wrong environment. So you suggested doing what I did.
Yeah. So Chris went out last night and then in the cab on the way back home, decided to watch the advert and record his reactions. And it's different to the one you had in the office yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, there was three of us in the car. So they were watching it and all.
All right. Let's hear that then.
Here we go. It's that advert.
Come in.
It's 11 o'clock at night. Taxi to the station, here we go.
I've got to admit, I was sort of introducing it.
Taxi to the station, here we go.
No, none of that. I was tired and emotional.
Yeah, you sound a bit tired. So here's Chris watching the advert. Let's hear his reaction now.
You ready, Jess?
Yeah.
Oh, it's buffering.
Oh, I hate buffering.
Oh, yeah, that was so annoying.
Oh.
I've forgotten about that.
Buffering was on. But then you soon... got quite into it.
Was waiting for you.
Singing tune. Singing's on.
Oh.
And now listen for the cries of "What a lad" to the penguin.
Oh, bless him. He's good, isn't he? What a lad. What a lad.
And then there's some debate about whether the song... Well, who the song is by.
You think that was made by Tom O'Dell? No,
that was Tom O'Dell, but it was him singing. This is where you're going wrong.
Love the Penguins.
Oh, it sounds worse than I remember.
It is Tom O'Dell.
It'd been a long day yesterday.
It's Tom O'Dowd. Yeah, but like, it's a John Lennon song.
Exactly, and that was the debate I was having in the car.
But it's Tom O'Dowd singing it.
You think that was made by Tom O'Dowd? No,
that
no,
was Tom O'Dowd.
Off.
No, but it was him.
Yeah, okay, that's an argument we don't need to hear.
I'm going to order 1,000 penguins, like a cuddly penguins, and sell them. It's a business haunted? Opportunity.
Oh, well, you were tired yesterday, weren't you?
I'm always working, Mills.
I know, always working. But you've done your job, you wanted to hear the reaction, and now you've done it, and you're going to press close, and you're going to send it on an email.
I'm going to stop recording now, send this to the producer.
And then yeah. You did. It's, I think yeah. That was the next word was producer. Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to stop recording now, send this to the producer.
And we're off.
Oh dear.
Wow.
It is different when you see it.
Yeah, at night time.
It's hard emotional yeah, after.
When it's dark.
After a party.
Yep. So we have got some of your reactions from you lot that watched it last night. In a minute.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm so impressed that so many of you remembered to record yourself on your phone last night with the reaction to the Penguin ad, the Christmas ad for this year. Loads of people did it.
Even after big nights out as well, after, you know, catching up with friends and stuff like that, they've still done it.
Got 100, so thank you so much for these. David showed it to his girlfriend for the first time last night. the advert.
Oh, I love penguins.
I think that's the reaction of a lot of girlfriends generally. Mm. Oh, penguins, love them.
Oh, I love Christmas. I really love Christmas.
Yep.
Sorry, she's getting so emotional.
But then...
Oh, no, I preferred last year's. Oh,
no. She wasn't happy with the ending.
I love Christmas. Oh, no, I preferred last year's.
Oh, she really wanted it as well, didn't she? She really wanted it to be a good...
She really did.
A good one.
Yeah. Not as good as last year. A lot of you, it has to be said, did use it as an opportunity to be comedians, including Emma.
On the bus. But it hasn't got an oyster pad. Oysters. Do penguins eat oysters? I don't know.
Hello. And Jess. I think Jess, by the sounds of it, quite enjoyed it.
Look at his legs!
Yeah, quite cute.
Look at his legs!
And this one is one of our listeners called Niall, not that one, and he watched it and sent us the recording.
Oh, right, but this one, though, I'm worried that we need to issue a plot spoiler for.
Okay.
Just because lots of people won't have seen the advert.
So okay, plot spoiler coming for an advert, that's weird.
Is this a done thing, do you think?
Okay.
I think it needs to be issued. If you haven't seen the advert and you want the surprise...
Hang on, let me just... if you've not seen the advert, you don't want to know what happens. I'll give you a few minutes. Not minutes.
Right, we're putting the whole thing on hold, are we? Right. And this is the whole music.
Yeah. Okay, they've had enough time. Go on.
This is the big thing at the end of it, you know, where they find out that it's not real.
Yeah.
The penguins.
I did give you time to turn away. Anyway, here's Niall's reaction.
What's going on? Oh, brilliant. They're not even real penguins. Well, that's annoyed me. That's not made me sad at all.
No, not even
it's
bothered.
Annoyed him.
That's annoyed me. And my absolute favourite is our listener Barry and his commentary of the penguin ad.
Oh, penguin on a bus. Oh, so cool. Oh no, the penguin wants a girlfriend. That's what it is. Oh my god, is the boy bought the penguin a girlfriend? Oh my god, that is so cute! Oh wow! That is so cute! Oh wow! Oh, that is a beautiful advert.
It's a bit like Gogglebox, this, isn't it?
Beautiful.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's so weird, I've seen such a transformation in you over the last hour. I mean, you were a little bit tired earlier. Like, maybe you'd been out a bit. But, like, as soon as we played Levels by Avicii...
I know, just...
switched.
I don't know what's happened.
And now he's, like, raving away to On A Level. That got you going as well,
Rich
Free 2.
Honestly, I'm ready for the weekend now.
Are you? Is it going to be a rollover? You're going out again tonight?
Of course.
Oh,
Rollover.
That's what I call
it's
it.
It's a rollover.
That's what I call it. It's from my days on the lottery. I just can't help it. Right. Two nights in a row. It's a rollover. I'm up for that as well.
Yeah?
I might join you. Good. Actually, I've got to go and see Rectory 2 about a thing later.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, I want part of that.
Okay, right, cool. You can come along with me. We'll make it a rollover. A Rech rollover.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Danny Howard's here. Hello.
Hello, Scott. You okay?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Donning a jumper. It's cold outside.
I know.
I walked in, and I'm not saying that just for random reasons. I'm saying it because when I walked in, you, Chris, were like, oh, looking very swish today with your jumper.
Well, have you noticed the change in Danny, Scott?
What do you mean? There's no change.
Like, I think it's fair to say it looks like the money started to roll.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
I don't think so.
All them gigs, isn't it?
Calvin Harris is around later.
Oh, talking of money.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Is he in later, you think? With Annie Mack?
With Greg.
With Greg James?
Yes.
Oh, but he has done something with Annie Mack as well.
Last night it was in the Verses. I listened back to that earlier, it was great.
Okay, so Calvin Harris with Greg James, that's quite a big deal worth talking about tonight from 6 p.m.
I wonder if I'll have a jumper on.
Oh, I hope
so. We'll see.
Have you matched?
I don't know.
Has there been an email that's gone round?
Awkwardly the other week, me and Annie turned up in the same jacket. That was a bit awkward.
Oh, DJ jacket.
It's just a DJ thing, isn't it? Mm.
Now, excitingly, Chris Smith off the news is here live today to do the Real or No Reels.
Yes.
Real
I love this.
Friday feeling right now.
Huge.
So, first one, whenever you're ready, please.
Danny Howard, Radio 1's Lord of the Dance, DJed on stage at the Student Radio Awards last night, standing in front of two decks, a mixer, and his takeaway pizza in a large box.
Ah. Nice. Mm. If true, this is great. Danny, do you still do the thing where you stand on a box? You've got a special box.
Not a pizza
box
last night, no. The decks were quite low last night, so there was no box required.
No.
Okay.
But occasionally, if I need to, yeah. I was in Cardiff last week and the decks were well high.
So you do still get a box to stand on?
There wasn't one available there either, so you just sort of saw my head and then the decks.
He was jumping.
Arms. Yeah.
Have you ever considered a heel?
No.
Oh. When you buy your shoes, do you look for ones that will make you ever so slightly taller?
Occasionally.
Yeah. Maybe a Cuban heel to go with that jumper.
I'll bear it in mind.
Okay, but was he there last night with a takeaway pizza during the Student Radio Awards?
Oh, I think this could be real. I think this is great. If true, you should do this at all your gigs. Make it your thing.
It makes me think that maybe you weren't that bothered about the gig.
Like the DJ version of Garfield.
There's someone
taking it quite casual.
But what's the story? There's someone who whips out a book, don't they, when they do DJ sets. Do we learn this one?
Paris Hilton?
Yeah, it's one of them.
No, I thought it was someone. I think this, I'm sure this was on Real or No Real. Is that or it's gossip? And I'm not going to name names, but someone during their DJ sets gets a book out, starts reading.
I have heard that.
How
I can't remember
mix.
Who it is, though. I can't remember. But anyway, yeah. Is it a girl?
Impossible.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Real or No Real? Chris, you need to answer this one, really.
Okay, Real.
Real.
Yes.
That one. Is real.
Why did you have a takeaway pizza there?
It wasn't actually me, it was Greg James. So Greg came, there's a photo of us here. I was DJing and Greg decided to stand next to me whilst instructing me of what songs I should be playing whilst scoffing a pizza at the same time.
Okay. Yeah.
It, we looked like we were doing it together, but really not.
What? Eating pizza together?
No, he was eating the pizza, I was DJing.
All right. And next,
Jessie from Little Mix is the only member of the band who can get both her feet behind her head at once.
Flexible.
They probably have been asked every question going in an interview, so I imagine this has come up at some point.
What, can you put your legs behind your head?
There must be, honestly, every question, they've heard it all.
Maybe they got asked what their party trick is, and she was like, well, I can do this.
That could be it.
And she did it.
That could be it.
She has been spending, I've noticed from her Instagram, a lot of time in the gym lately, so it's maybe something she's perfected.
She was saying she's flexible enough to be able to do it.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to go real.
It would be quite impressive as well, but I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no, not true. Made it up.
Sounds like you're not actually here. You're good at this.
Thanks.
Yeah. He's on every day, but not always live, you see. It's a real honour. And next, Chris Smith.
In France, there is a cafe which charges €7 a coffee to rude customers and €1.40 to people who talk politely to the waiters.
It's a great idea. Or even just a small discount to customers who are polite.
Would that matter in France?
But that's such a good idea.
Like, it is a good idea.
Because
you
would be extra nice to try and get cheaper coffee.
Manners cost nothing.
Also, €7 was that?
€7.
That's the cheapest coffee in France right now. Have you been to Paris? Jeez.
I've never been to Paris.
I'm not going to go now if that's the price of the coffee.
€30 or something like that. It's one of those, though, isn't it? It's like, I paid 30 euros for a coffee when I was in Paris. It's like, well, it wasn't that much.
Trying to get your mates to guess.
It was quite expensive. Okay, so real or no real to this one, this cafe in France?
Real.
I think it's a great idea. Real.
That one is real.
Yes. Good idea. Is this the last one?
It is.
Okay, go on then.
Scott Mills gets his satellite TV repaired by the brother of Oopsie Daisy hitmaker Chipmunk.
I can't tell by your reaction whether that is real or not.
Seize up.
Oh. I don't know. Is that even a claim to fame?
Yeah, and can you say about your decorator as well? You do have a decorator that doubles up as a children's entertainer as well.
Right, do we have to go into this now?
This is real.
Yes, he does do the decorating sometimes when I need it, but yes, he also is a children entertainer at weekends.
I love that you have staff at your house.
Oh, no,
how big is your house?
They're not staff. They're just like, yeah. If you need decorating done, then Mr. Custard will come round.
It's like Downton Abbey,
isn't it?
Oh, wow.
It is.
But is the satellite guy Chipmunk's brother?
What do you reckon, Danny?
Real. Just because...
Only Scott Mills this would happen.
Exactly.
It's got to be real.
That one is real.
Yeah, it is.
How did that come up a conversation?
Because when he was in my house, this is a couple of years ago, when he was fixing up the old Sky Dish, he was like, I've met you before. And I was like, have you? And he's like, yeah, I'm Chipmunk's brother. I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, I don't believe you. And then we rang Chipmunk and had a conversation with him. And then I believed him. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 30, Danny got 40.
Yay! Yes, Danny, victorious. What's on your show tomorrow? Dance anthems from 4 o'clock.
Reva Star, back to back in the mix. Shift Key with I Know pushing the tempo. And I've got the new track from Axwell and Ingrosso since their Swedish House Mafia days. They've got a new album on the way. I've got the first tune from that album tomorrow.
Love your show on a Saturday afternoon.
Thank you.
4 p.m. tomorrow. Dance Anthems with Danny Howard. Thank you. Have an amazing weekend.
Cheers.
Those are Friday's best bits. Why not come and join us on Monday, eh? 1 o'clock on Radio 1, or get this podcast.